Speaking about the changing perception of what the Fed is going to be doing, our Brian Chung joins us now on that aspect of things. You know, what we keep hearing from people over and over again is the Fed was already in a tight spot, and this only makes their job that much harder.
Yeah, Julie, I mean, things are moving very quickly, but it seems like some of the quick reactions to some of the developments out of Ukraine seems to point to a Fed that could be a little bit less aggressive when it starts to raise interest rates, although the Fed will still be on the course of raising interest rates. Evercore ISI and Goldman Sachs among the economics teams that are calling for the Fed to now do the standard rate hike of 25 basis points or 0.25% instead of that 0.5% or 50 basis point double rate hike that many had expected at the beginning of the month when we got that hot consumer price index print. And there are really two reasons for this. First, the uncertain spillover effects of what's going to happen in Europe as real income and then growth gets impacted because of Ukraine's importance to the continent at large. And then secondly, just financial conditions, as Jared was kind of underscoring, tightening across the board, not just in Europe, but in the United States as well. We did hear from the San Francisco Fed president, Mary Daly, yesterday. I want to read you a quote of what she told reporters, quote, "These create a lot of uncertainty as uncertainty, as we know, is a demand shock. How big the demand shock is depends on how high the uncertainty is and how long it lasts." Now, again, those remarks preceded Vladimir Putin, the Russian president's announcement that he was going to be invading Ukraine last night. So, of course, we will see if there's updated Fed commentary with a number of speakers expected today. For what it's worth, if you take a look at the betting markets for where Fed funds futures could be going this morning, 87% chance of a 25 basis point hike. It seems like the odds of a 50 basis point hike have been very dramatically reduced. And we're already seeing this priced in the actual nominal 2-year yield, which has fallen 11 basis points. And as Jared highlighted, even on the longer end, the 10-year falling by 9 basis points. So very quickly changing expectations for Fed policy this year, guys.
Yeah, very helpful story from you, Brian. Now on the Yahoo Finance homepage on all this, so I encourage everyone, do check it out.